I'm Nathan Cones here with your midday news for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. The City of Glidden is seeking sponsorships for a new summertime offering for residents coming up this season. City staff are proposing the launch of Tunes at the Market, which will feature live music during the farmers markets at Glidden City Park. Alongside the music and vendors, officials intend to bring in a food truck on the scheduled evenings as well. Four shows are planned for the summer, all on Thursdays from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Those include June 18th, July 23rd, August 27th, and September 24th. Local businesses interested in supporting Glidden's 2026 Tunes at the Market lineup can contact Glidden City Hall at 712-659-3010. The new St. Anthony Child Care Center will soon begin accepting children, and parents from the general public and beyond can begin submitting registration requests for a slot when the center begins its operations next month. Nearly 18 months ago, St. Anthony Regional Hospital was selected for a $1.5 million award from Iowa Workforce Development through the Child Care Business Incentive Grant Program. St. Anthony Chief Financial Officer Eric Salmonson says child care is an entirely new venture for St. Anthony, but hospital leadership saw it as a potential win-win for their staff and the community.
Yeah, it was like a two-year journey before the grant came out. We started talking with other hospitals, going and visiting other hospitals that had child care centers, and trying to just understand the what, the why, is it working? And from that, it's hard to retract and retain good staff. So in addition to the child care desert we have, we also are struggling to find good quality clinical staff, non-clinical staff. And so if we can be a solution for both of those things, the only prohibitor for us was the dollars. And then when you get the grants on top of that, that kind of helps offset some of that, made it a lot more feasible for us.
Salmonson says running a child care center, let alone getting one started, was outside of existing staff's experience. So they partnered with Bright Horizons to bring the center to life. Bright Horizons regional manager Sarah Stevens, who's originally from Carroll, says the company has opened hundreds of centers since its founding in 1986, and they've been part of the center's design and construction since the grant was announced.
I have been part of it since the beginning with the St. Anthony's people in our center in Iowa State Ames last year, about a year ago this time, to just show them what Bright Horizons does, what we are. And so then I think made that partnership. And shortly after that, we partnered together on the center. And so from then, I've been on weekly calls with the design team, helping to facilitate what the facility looks like.
The St. Anthony Child Care Center will have a 104-child capacity when fully staffed and will serve as young as 6 weeks old to as old as 10 years. The center, located at the St. Anthony Administrative Building off of Highway 30 on the east side of Carroll, has a half dozen classrooms separated by age, including infants, toddlers, 2 and 3-year-olds, preschoolers, and school-age kids, plus an activity room and fenced-in outdoor play area. According to Center Director Madeline Wagner and Salmonson, every aspect of the facility and staff training was designed with safety, education, and fun in mind.
Our staff starts early. So a lot of them start next Monday, the 18th. They'll do 2 weeks of trainings and online stuff, all of the trainings to make sure they're set and ready to go. And then it'll be the comfort so that when they are placed into the classroom, we know that they already know exactly what they're expected to do. And then we will be learning as we're growing with the classroom and the kids ready in there.
I think the quality of supplies from an outsider's perspective,
yes.
Not an expert in childcare, mm-hmm. Everything has been like top-notch quality, all well thought out, well organized, curriculum tied into it. It's not just a toy. There's a reason behind the toy.
Just as another example of how well thought out the center is, the changing stations feature air intakes to vent the smell from a diaper change outside of the building. Salmonson adds that they aren't trying to compete with local child care centers or in-home providers. He notes the estimated shortage in the region is over 450 slots, so demand for space will likely remain high even after the center is fully open. They plan to ramp up enrollment as they ease into operations. Preference will be given to St. Anthony staff who are parents or grandparents, but additional slots, which are expected when the center is fully staffed, will be available to the general public. Registration is open now using the link included with this story on our website. Questions about the center and its operations can be sent via email to stanthony@brighthorizons.com. As an added bonus, online photos from the St. Anthony Child Care Center's interior during a tour that we were fortunate to have on Wednesday are included with this story on our website as well. And we do need to step away for just a moment. We'll be right back. More news after this on KCIM.
If you're searching for a new home, take a look at Origin Homes with houses in Manning, Jefferson, and Panora. These move-in ready homes start at under $200,000 with monthly payments as low as $1,000. Enjoy up to 2,200 square feet, quartz countertops, and two or three car garages. Homes are limited in these great communities, and they're going fast. Learn more today or schedule a visit by calling Cam at 712-642-1264 or visiting originhomesiowa.com. Origin Homes, building in all 99 counties.
May is National Speech-Language Hearing Month. At Stuart Memorial, our speech-language pathologists provide personalized therapy for both children and adults. Whether it's swallowing difficulties, cognitive changes, voice disorders, pediatric feeding concerns, speech sound clarity, or language delays, we're here to help. Visit stuartmemorial.org.
Choose excellence. Choose Stuart Memorial Community Hospital.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Summit Carbon Solutions plans to reduce the scope of its proposed carbon capture pipeline in Iowa by roughly 200 miles, according to a revised route plan submitted to the Iowa Utilities Commission. Under the updated proposal, the company will no longer connect its pipeline to ethanol plants in St. Ansgar, Corning, Hanlontown, or Shenandoah, functionally removing the southernmost leg of the original route. That's assuming it gets built at all. Pipeline mileage would also be reduced in Crawford, Dickinson, Floyd, and Sioux counties. The POET facility in Menlo will now be the plant farthest south on the proposed route, and the branches that pass through Guthrie, Carroll, and Greene counties are still included, albeit via a slightly altered path. Technically, the pipeline doesn't actually touch Carroll County directly. It's just on its eastern border. The changes affect about 400 landowners along the original route. Despite the adjustments, Summit still plans to connect its carbon capture pipeline to 27 ethanol plants in Iowa. Following regulatory setbacks in the Dakotas, the company now intends to connect the project to an operating carbon pipeline in Nebraska. Supporters say the project is critical to maintaining Iowa's ethanol industry, arguing Nebraska could gain the advantage if the pipeline's not built. Critics, including the Sierra Club's Iowa chapter, say the changes signal ongoing uncertainty about the project's future. Landowners who oppose the pipeline continue to lobby Iowa lawmakers to block the use of eminent domain for the project, arguing it does not meet the public use requirements set out in existing law. The legislature has worked for nearly 5 years and been deadlocked on the issue, which wasn't resolved this year either. Gas prices in Iowa held firmly above the $4 mark in this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the average price for a gallon of regularly unleaded gasoline in the state was $4.19, down 4 cents from last week, but still $1.30 higher than a year ago. The national average on Wednesday was down 3 cents to $4.51 per gallon. There was similar movement in the Iowa retail diesel market, which dropped 4 cents on average to $5.36 per gallon, compared to just $3.30 per gallon a year ago. Iowa prices held 30 cents below the $5.66 per gallon national average for diesel. Looking at the Des Moines terminal, E10 was marked at $3.39, unleaded 87 was at $3.95, ULSD number 2 was at $4.29, ULSD number 1 at $4.46, and E70 at $2.59. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were up 16 cents to $2.88 per MMBTU. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered to half staff from sunrise to sunset Friday in observance of National Peace Officers Memorial Day. The order follows a proclamation issued by President Trump recognizing the day, which honors law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Reynolds says duty is a virtue embodied by the fallen peace officers our nation honors on this day. There truly are no greater public servants than those who wear the uniform and give their lives for it. Flags will be lowered at the Iowa State Capitol and across the Capitol complex in Des Moines. They will also be flown at half staff on public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to join in the observation by flying their flags at half staff during the same period as a sign of respect for fallen officers and their service. Again, tomorrow is National Peace Officers Memorial Day. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the KCIM Midday News for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.